mayor of Waterloo, Iowa, is calling for a voluntary evacuation of an area that includes part of the city's downtown. The floodwaters there aren't subsiding as quickly as expected. In Illinois, communities along the Mississippi are sandbagging as they brace for expected flooding. United Way of Central Iowa President Susan Cofield says the area has seen a rush of volunteers following days of flooding.
We have had a young man from South Dakota, and we've had a number, just a cross-section of the community, people who couldn't even drive but walked to the Volunteer Reception Center to volunteer.
And favorable weather has helped crews in Northern California fight a wildfire that's destroyed dozens of homes. The fire has blazed through 36 square miles near the town of Paradise, north of Sacramento. Some homeowners have been allowed back in to inspect the damage. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
President Bush heads to London today as he wraps up his final jaunt through Europe. He took a bike ride and went to church in Paris this morning and meets this afternoon with the Queen of England at Windsor Castle. Tonight, the Bushes have dinner with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. And he used his weekly radio address yesterday to discuss his talks with leaders there.
In my meetings, I've discussed our shared efforts to advance peace and prosperity around the world. America has strong partners and leaders like Italy's Silvio Berlusconi, Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Nicolas Sarkozy, and Britain's Gordon Brown.
And Americans living near the Mexican border are taking advantage of Mexico's fuel subsidies. A gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in San Diego retails for an average price of $4.61. A few miles south in Tijuana, it's more than $2 cheaper. Pay with pesos and it's even less. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer at Turn to Help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Both presumptive presidential nominees have taken time off from the campaign trail to remember and honor newsman Tim Russert. Democrat Barack Obama said the host of Meet the Press, who died Friday in Washington, D.C., will be missed.
I hope that even though Tim is irreplaceable, that the standard that he set in his professional life and his family life are standards that we all carry with us in our own lives.
Republican John McCain spoke of Russert's character.
Tim Russert was at the top of his profession. He was a man of honesty and integrity. He was hard, but he was always fair.
Russert died at the age of 58 of an apparent heart attack. He was one of the best-known political reporters on television. He was also senior vice president and Washington bureau chief of NBC News. And with a number of storms popping up along the East Coast Saturday evening, hundreds of travelers faced long flight delays. At Dulles International Airport, up to 2.5-hour delays were reported. At Reagan National, 90 minutes. Last night's storms forced Julio Arce to stay at National Airport overnight.
I just want to get out of here, you know, but I can't wait until tomorrow morning.
The situation was slightly better at BWI, where passengers faced delays of up to 45 minutes. Passengers flying out today should fare better with sunny skies in the forecast. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Ace at AceHardware.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right. We're live here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. I just got back from Bohemian Grove. We were covering, really, its annual meeting. They call it Bohemian Grove out in California. They call it when they meet in Europe or in other parts of the United States, with just 125 of them. They call it Bilderberg. You can call it Trilateral Commission. You can call it CFR, but it's all the very same individuals, all the very same people. And I just got back. No, we're not going to play it now. I just got back from there last week, and I thought that I would fill you in on some of the things that went on at Bilderberg. But again, you can call it anything you want. This is the ruling class of the planet. Also, there is a plan to kill the internet as you know it. I have been telling people about this for a long, long time. And now the mainstream media is preparing the slaves, the cattle, the mindless, gibbering, giggling, laughing slave public that this is going to be happening. So we'll be going over that for you today as well. And we'll go through their own admissions of that. Also, we have attacks on free speech going on all over the United States and the world. Now, you don't just get arrested for protesting. They just don't even allow you to be in a free speech zone. They just say, there's no First Amendment. Shut up, you're slaves. If you don't like it, we'll shove a taser down your throat and fry you till you die. How's that sound? All part of living in a free society. There is some good news. There have been three times that voters have been allowed to vote in the 50-plus years of the European Union. All three times that they've been allowed to vote in the Netherlands and then in France in 2005 and now Friday in Ireland, it has gone down in defeat. But I have all the different EU heads here saying they don't care, the people don't want it or not. They will go under this control grid. They will go under the control of this system. They will have no free speech or no rights under the system. It states it all right there. It is a dictatorship. Their countries, respectively, will have no authority as well. And it's just all right there in the Lisbon Treaty. And Barroso, the head of the EU, says it doesn't matter if they voted it down. They will continue to forcibly integrate Ireland into the European Union criminally with their criminal government. Their completely lawless government. And that's really what all of this is about. That's what all of this is about here, ladies and gentlemen, is private interest that are basically pirates that control your governments and your top 100 corporations, and they are waging systematic scientific monopoly warfare to consolidate wealth, dumb down populations, destroy middle classes that are not dependent on them, and they are doing one heck of a job. I don't like it that all of this is happening. I'm not pleased that our government's run by terrorists. I'm not pleased that they are raping us, devaluing the dollar, and that the public is totally unaware of why gas prices are so high. I hear them like blind fools. By blind, I mean blind to the situation, stumbling around all over talk radio, grasping at straws, all the wrong reasons of why people are paying so much for oil. And it is because the dollar has been devalued, depending on how you look at it, 56% to 70%. And it's continuing to be devalued, and you will never hear. Not a liberal show, not a conservative show. They're all in the false paradigm, all controlled. You will never hear them talk about it. You will never hear it. Even when the dollar is forgotten like the peso or the ruble, they will still be stumbling around, self-assured, having no idea what's happening. The financial shows won't tell you. The little fake conservative shows that all talk about how much they love American flags. And, oh, you just need to fly American flags. I actually heard that the other day. Just fly American flags. You know, kill what the country stands for. Get rid of the Bill of Rights. Get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of our currency. Get rid of our name internationally. Totally destroy our future. Be a total socialist state run by the corporations for their convenience. But fly American flags. That will fix it. Flags made by Chinese slaves. It is total, absolute denial, just abject wanting to be financially gang raped by the New World Order. And a lot of people want to be lied to. There's really two kinds of people. There are people who like delusion, who like illusion, who want to be lied to. There are people who want to have no idea what's going on in their lives. There are people who want to believe lies. They want to believe we're the good guys. They want to believe the government doesn't lie to us. They want to believe everything's okay. They want to believe the dollar's strong. They email me all the time threatening me, saying I'm a liar, the dollar's strong. They want to live in a delusional fruitcake land. The trailer for my new film, there's actually two trailers out, a sneak peek and then the actual trailer for Truth Rising that comes out July 4th. And the film is about something that isn't a conspiracy theory. Something that isn't debated, that the government covered up the dust, killed the firemen and police, tens of thousands more dead and dying, 56,000, that they knew they covered it up and didn't protect them and won't give them health care. And I posted a trailer about that, and these guys went on the trailer, and they said, I'm going to kill you. They said on the trailer, on the YouTube clip, they said, I'm going to double tap you in the head, traitor to America. And then I click on their handle, and you go to their YouTube account, and they're Marines, and it's them in Marine uniforms with their buddies with their guns acting tough, and they're on my side saying, you don't talk about the firemen and police dying. We're going to kill you. See, patriotism to them is being lied to, being stupid, believing every lie you're fed, never standing up for anything, having no First Amendment here in the U.S., having no liberty, having open borders, having our name, our dollar destroyed. Now, not all the troops, the majority of them are awake and know what's going on, evidenced by Ron Paul getting more contributions than any other candidate, and all Republicans combined. But there are certain cadres who are going to rule this new third world country. And by the way, a lot of them, you link through when they're on your site threatening you, on your message board on Prison Planet, or posting the articles on InfoWars or on my MySpace. And they'll say, I've been in the Army for 5 years. I've been in the Marine Corps for 4 years. And I'm going to school right now in Texas or Indiana to be a peace officer, and I'm going to kill you. And so that's who we're going to have, is guys who've been murdering and killing in Iraq and Afghanistan, who believe there's no First Amendment, who believe I should be killed. Because you can go up there and look at the trailer and go find the comments and link over. I mean, these are Marines with weapons, and I need to die for saying the government and showing the documents and the EPA clips and the Congress admitting that they covered up the dust. I mean, that's, I can't even say the government lies about anything. even when they do. I mean, that's treason now. And when we come back from break, that leads me to the next subject. Michael Reagan, adopted son of Ronald Reagan, came out and said that 9/11 truthers need to be killed. He said that we all need to be killed. And he named Mark Dice and said, go find him and murder him. And Mike Reagan's been calling Mark Dice, begging him to drop things. They know that this he solicited capital murder on the air. I mean, he wasn't joking. He said, I want you to go find him. I want you to kill him. I'm going to pay for it. And he didn't say it was a joke. And so the question is, will they selectively enforce the law and let him contract capital murder on air? And we'll talk about the attack on free speech in this country. See, they're saying we need to die for our free speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up later, I'm going to break down what happened at Bilderberg 2008 as the world elite met and plan our future. They're going to be attacking the internet as well, trying to shut it down. All stated by the industry analysts and specialists. They're introducing it slowly to the slaves. That's what they see us as. It's what they say we are in their own writings. And they say that we deserve to be slaves because the general public doesn't care and isn't tuned in to the reality. But the evidence shows that's not the case, where three separate times in France, the Netherlands, and now in Ireland, people said, no, we don't want to be under your European Union governmental control. We don't want to contractually vote into your system. Here in the U.S., though, they're integrating it by stealth. We sued. Judicial Watch did and got the documents. And we are already in a North American union. Bush signed it March 24, 2005. There's been congressional hearings on the subject, but the slave public here has been taught how to deny things. And so they even write in the local paper here in Austin, the Chronicle, that the Sintra isn't Spanish-owned. Now, when they seize roads and take them over in Indiana and in places like Massachusetts, it's admitted in the news, but not here. You just tell people in Austin something isn't foreign-owned, and they'll say, yes, sir, because they want to be delusional, I guess. Well, actually, the people are catching on to the lies now. Okay, there is a lot to cover here. Let's go ahead and do this. This is the son of Ronald Reagan, his stepson, and I grew up listening to Michael Reagan and liking him. By the time I was in college, I could tune into him out of San Antonio. And, you know, I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. I'm a what you'd call a mainline Republican, at least in the past. And then I found out Republicans have given us triple the size of government we had 8 years ago. I know there's no difference. I know they vacation together. I know they intermarry, that the parties are owned by the Fortune 100. And the big think tanks write books about this. Carol Quigley, head of Georgetown Political Science, wrote a book about it, how it's all a big joke. It's kind of like Mary Madeline and James Carville are married. Or you got two top brothers, two Benson brothers, and one's a Republican and one's a Democrat. It's all a big joke. All a big joke. And they get you wedded to one brand name, and then it doesn't matter what that brand name does, as long as there's a fake WWF argument going on between the two political parties, people will still kind of take the false choice. It's a trick of giving you two false choices. And I know you, the listeners, know that. We have new listeners every millisecond, and I want to point that out. So this isn't some Democratic attack on Michael Reagan. The 9/11 truth movement is bipartisan. It transcends parties. It transcends the false left-right spectrum. You have people outside our borders, German defense ministers, number three in Blair's government in England, high-level members of Japanese parliament, architects, engineers, former Italian president, former Italian intelligence head, Jesse Ventura, the governor. You've got Hollywood people, best actress this year, one of the top bands in the world. Their lead guy just came out on Irish radio and said it was all an inside job. And the point is, it's all right to say that. It's all right to cover that. Even if you don't agree with that, we have a First Amendment right. And the First Amendment only points out our inalienable, God-given, innate rights that were already there. So we're never going to shut up, no matter how bad the threats get. And It isn't our opinion that it's been declassified, that Israel attacked the USS Liberty along with White House knowledge to try to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt. That is now totally declassified. Mainstream news, Associated Press, Chicago Tribune. It's done. All of you that debated us, all of you that lied all those years and said the admirals were lying and that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was lying and the judge advocate general was lying and that all these people, the captain of the ship was lying and doesn't matter now. It's declassified. Israel's released it. The U.S., NSA's released it. All staged. Our government with Israel trying to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. It's done. Chicago Tribune, it's over. I told you for all these years Gulf of Tonkin was staged because we had all of these officers that came back from the destroyers saying we weren't attacked. It was all staged. Now they've released the presidential tapes. Done. Totally staged. 58,000 Americans died because of that lie over a million Vietnamese. But then there's some other cases that aren't as well known, like Operation Ajax, Operation Condor, the Gladio projects, all declassified, all at CIA.gov. They just admit, yes, we blow up school buses, we shoot children, we attack police stations, we blame it on foreign enemies. All over the world, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And so then we get an Operation Northwoods declassified, a green-lighted program that went all the way to the president who said no. A previous president, and it said, we'll hijack jets by remote control, we'll fly them into buildings, we'll bomb D.C., we'll commit sniper attacks, here's how we'll frame patsies, we'll dress up our army troops like foreign troops, have them attack foreign military bases like the Germans did to start World War I with Poland. And you're like, whoa! And I mean, this is ABC News, Baltimore Sun, or you can go to the National Security Archives, National Archives, or you can go to the Library of Congress, and I've been there and gotten them. And then we bring that up, and people say, you're a liar, you need to die. So here is Mike Reagan. Mark Dice, good friend of mine, he's put out the Resistance Manifesto, good conservative guy, tired of the fake Republicans, tired of Clinton staging the Oklahoma City bombing, tired of Bush's controllers, and they're just puppets, carrying out 9/11. The feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93. Clinton ran that whole thing. That's come out. FBI's admitted that. I mean, that was a provocateur deal there. We're tired of this. I mean, this is a fact. This goes on, and you denying it out there doesn't make it go away. I mean, we're all in danger here. We got some hardcore crooks running things. It's criminal elements of the government. But Reagan comes in and says this needs to happen to Mark Dice because Mark Dice is telling people on Fox News, he was a guest, to mail my film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, which has got the Liberty being attacked by our own government with Israel. It's got our own government attacking our own troops in other cases. It's got all these admitted cases of governments doing this, and this is what Mike Reagan has to say.
And hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail calls a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts.
All right, stay there.
The Marines are hungry for the truth.
When we come back, we'll play the rest, get Mark Dice on. But that was premeditated solicitation for capital murder. Because he goes on to say he wants to pay for it, he wants to contract the killing. Now, you have to understand, Mark's now been given savage death threats, so has his family. I've been getting death threatened. They threaten to murder my children. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sunday, my friends, 15th day of June 2008. Got another hour and 25 minutes of transmission left. Let's just go back to this tape before we introduce Mark Dice. This is the rest of what Mike Reagan arrogantly was saying. On air, I'll pay for the bullets. Go out, kill Mark Dice, kill anybody else that talks to our troops or sends them information saying 9/11 is an inside job. Okay, so this is what our military's for now, is to kill us. This is what, and some of the screwballs, I mean, there's all these videos in Iraq of the troops just shooting whole families for fun, mowing their cars down off the sides of the road. That is admitted to be real. Hundreds of these videos on YouTube and Google, And then they denied the puppy being thrown off as a puppy. Now the Marines have kicked the guy out of the Marines, and they admit it's true. I have hundreds of videos of them shooting dogs and cats for fun and torturing them, but also throwing hand grenades out at a sheep herder and killing him and laughing. The point is they're coming back here to be cops, and they're on my message boards saying, hey, I'm in the military, and I'm going to kill you, Alex. And they were already doing this before Michael Reagan went on to 4 million listeners a day. He's rated number 9 talk show in the country, and said, go out and kill Mark Dice and kill the rest of these people. Play the rest of it.
They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassify government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
All right.
Now we know where they're on.
Yeah, now we know where the Ron Paul supporters are, and they go into attacking Ron Paul, who doesn't even say 9/11 is an inside job. Just absolutely vicious to any real conservatives that are actually for controlling the borders, for the Second Amendment. See, the rhinos, Republican in name only, hate true conservatives. It's their job, and we've got the Republican strategy memos to neutralize real conservatives, and they've done it. The country's gone. You've done a great job. Democrats are not going to take over. Total socialism. It's incredible. But let me, before we go to Mark Dice, talk about who the real traitors are here. It's the people that raped children at Abu Ghraib and wrote White House memos saying they could torture two-year-olds with pliers sexually. Yes, that's public. Don't deny it for those of you that support the neocons and all this evil and the lies. That's what's destroyed our uniform. That's what's destroyed our name. That's what's destroyed our honor. That's what's made this country look bad. It's the neocons that have done this. It's the criminals in our government that have stolen $4 trillion out of the pension funds in the Pentagon. It's all gone. All the money's gone. Associated Press. And $3 trillion on the war. That's $7 trillion. They don't care about the flag. They don't care about the country. They care about giving you a song and dance about being patriotic so you'll sign on to treason. So you'll sign on to corruption. So you'll sign on to becoming the land of the slaves, home of the cowards, not the land of the free, home of the brave. So the real patriots are Mark Dice and people like that. Now, let's go ahead and bring Mark Dice up. Mark, I wanted to introduce that. I mean, these guys have got a lot of nerve. They've destroyed this country. There's probably no coming back from it. The dollar's imploding. Everything's falling apart. The family's falling apart. Both parties are owned by the same interest. And then this guy's up there contracting, saying, I'll pay for the bullet, saying, kill Mark Dice and kill the rest of these 9/11 truth people. And now he's felt the power of the true Americans, and he's scared, isn't he?
He's scared. He called me personally with a quiver in his voice and apologized, offered to have me on his show. And despite his apology, he's opened a Pandora's box, the ramifications of which are unknown at this time. He has opened the door and encouraged stalking, vandalism, and bodily harm to myself and to others. this has reached an outrageous point here. This is an unprecedented level of hatred and of rhetoric and probably illegal hate speech aimed towards me to others five times during that statement.
There's no probably about it, Mark. It's guaranteed a vicious terroristic threat, first degree. I've looked at federal and state law. We've posted those at InfoWars.com. And secondarily, he is inciting to do bodily harm, naming you by name. That's another felony. He then openly calls for and offers to give monetary payment for a murder. That is contracting for first-degree premeditated murder. That is punishable by life in prison.
Equally disturbing is the fact that I sent out a press release to over 700 individuals in the news agencies. I'm talking every contact at every major station and every major newspaper, and zero had covered it. Air America is the only radio station that's covered it, and you, Alex, and nobody else has talked about this. Nobody's posted this. This is absolutely appalling. Don Imus gets fired for making a racial joke or a racial slur, and this individual, nobody's trying to do anything about this guy openly saying that we should be hunted down.
Well,
and killed.
Limbaugh gets in trouble for saying they want black quarterbacks, whether it's true or not. You know, they give them a better, you know, more chances, and he almost lost his job. But the meanwhile, Michael Reagan is saying, kill Mark Dice and kill others. Kill them now.
Now, in an age where somebody can just make a few clicks on a keyboard and find somebody's home address, this is a very, very dangerous territory that we're getting into. And I think that Michael Reagan's felt the backlash on this. I know that his name and his address have been circulating around, and I don't know what he's going to do. I don't advocate anybody harassing him or calling him.
Me neither, but it's his fault. He opened the door. He did it.
Yeah, and not only that, when his producer called me to book me on the show, he said that their lawyers want me to take down the audio clip. I told him that it was under fair use, that it's newsworthy.
It's a death threat. It's evidence of a crime.
Yeah.
So now that's obstruction of justice.
And he said his lawyers disagree. I told him I disagree. And now it's all over the web. Other people have posted it. That video.
Well, you just did it. The fact that it's now out that they want it down, it's over. It's everywhere.
I don't think they knew how big of a backlash this was going to be. They probably just thought that I called the producer and demanded that he be fired. And we're not going to stop. This individual needs to be fired. I want everybody to go to the FCC's website or go to my website and click on the link that will take you how to exactly file an official complaint with the FCC and link the date and the time that this
And I want to be clear. If we let this type of precedent be set where they're allowed to call for our murder, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. They would call for people's murder on the radio. Stormtroopers would go out and kill people. The Democrats are then going to use that in 7-8 months, and there already are other cases of it, to then go shut down free speech and bring in the fairness doctrine, which I'm against. Look, I mean, if some of these talk show hosts have said I should be tried for treason and then executed, they're allowed to say that. If they want to say I should be tried for treason and then executed after due process, that's fine. I say some of them should be tried for treason, and then later, after a jury of their peers and due process, they should be executed, some of these New World Order people. But that's due process. You don't say, no judge, no jury. You go out, you find Mark Dyson, you kill him. I mean, did he have any idea what will happen if anything happens to you, Mark, or anybody else? Just the civil ramifications of this alone are insane.
Yeah, and he wasn't stating his opinion. He wasn't saying that he hopes it happens, that he think it should happen. He was giving a direct order. He mentioned it five times, and he wanted to pay for the bullets. This is absolutely
That's right. There's more, folks. We only played the tip of the iceberg there. Stay there, Mark Dice. We're going to come back with you, talk about what you want to see happen, markdice.com. Mark is a great American, you know, got a degree in media, lives out in California. He's in my new film, Truth Rising, that doesn't come out until July 4th. The pre-orders start at the end of next week on InfoWars.com. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Truth Rising. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Your threats only let us know that you're in a lot of trouble.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today, I've got We Are Change Vancouver. They were just outside videotaping Colin Powell coming out. They were confronting him about lying about WMDs. And the police just said, you're not allowed to videotape. You're trespassing on city property to be on a sidewalk. They were arrested in Denver. We Are Change was out there handing out DVDs of my film Terror Storm yet again. And the police walked up and said, we selectively don't allow you to hand out videos for free. No First Amendment. And put them in handcuffs and gave them tickets. So land of the free, home of the brave. Had this right before. Now they say you don't. The government is afraid of people being active. They're afraid of us talking because the government is rogue and criminal. And I'm sorry, that's just the facts. I want to keep Mark Dice 30 minutes to the next hour. Take your calls on the First Amendment itself. You have to understand that earlier this week, my wife was death threatened. I was death threatened. My children were death threatened. I went and covered the global ruling council of the planet, Bilderberg, in Chantilly, Virginia. I mean, that story alone would take 10 hours to tell. It was like a movie. And this is like Indiana Jones for real. Dun, 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 dun. But, minus the crystal skulls and flying saucers, trying to cover what happened there, being chased by agents, them trying to set us up, agents following us in clown masks. They called my wife up and said, hey, I'm a woman. Your husband got me pregnant. I'm going to have his baby, totally made up. Then they called up and said, how about we burn your house down and get your kids? Yeah, I mean, this is the type of stuff they're doing. And then I've been death threatened plenty by talk show hosts saying I need to be killed. But to have them contracting, saying I will pay you to kill Mark Dice and others is a big deal. Mark Dice, I mean, this affects everybody. If they're allowed to get on talk radio, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan, the fake conservative, and sit there and say, kill us, that shows they're really getting desperate, Mark.
He needs to be held accountable. Not only does he need to be fired, he needs to be charged criminally. The FCC needs to be made aware of this. He's also made comments about his solution for peace in the Middle East, which includes things that I can't even say. I don't even want to repeat on air. It involves doing certain things with hand grenades to young children and young babies.
Go ahead and say it.
He wants to shove hand grenades into certain orifices of children in the Middle East and blow them up and kill everybody.
Pastor Hagee said he prays and rejoices every time a child dies in Palestine. I mean, again, they do this scientifically. When the White House wrote memos saying rip children's genitals off with pliers in front of their parents, they knew that if they could get the troops to accept that, they would have had them all the way. Psychologically, you've made a deal with the devil, you've accepted evil, now you'll do anything else they say. And U.S.-funded death squads in Latin America have done this. Now those death squads are here. Let's talk about, and again, it's destroyed the name of conservatism. It's destroyed our country. All these people do is destroy this country, just like the Democrats. But they're even worse in that they've got conservatives fooled. They're all going along with gun control, open borders, the North American Union, all of this. They love wars because they can put trillions in a year into black holes, no-bid contracts. They admittedly pay off the troops and hundreds of thousands in cash to keep quiet, not just the Merc forces. But tell folks about the type of death threats you've gotten since he did this in the middle of last week.
Oh, man, I've deleted so many of them. A lot of people wish me death. I've just gotten countless. Mike forwarded them, several of them, to the FBI, to the case officer that's on the case. I had somebody find me at my work, at my day job, and call me, try to find me. And I just want to make everything clear here that this man needs to be taken off the air. This can't be set a precedent. This is more than just hate speech. This is a criminal.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a criminal prosecutable offense here, and there's nothing that is justifiable for him to be able to do this.
Well, Mark, imagine if I got on air and picked a public figure or anybody else and said, I want them dead, I'll pay for the bullets, go kill them, they need to die, kill them now. People take that with a lot of respect, a lot of moral authority, you know, this big national talk show host. I mean, I would be arrested within hours, guaranteed. I mean, other hosts for things much more trivial have lost their jobs or been arrested. They've been arrested for pranks. Will Michael Reagan be able to engage in classic terrorism on the air?
So far, it looks as yes. The determining factor is going to be tomorrow and Tuesday when the news cycles will hit again. And I want to encourage everybody to just get this out. Demand that the news media cover this, that the FCC take action, that his syndicator, Radio America, pull him immediately, radioamerica.org. You can scroll down to the bottom of the screen and find the phone number. Their offices are closed today, but you'll be able to reach them tomorrow. It's interesting that his Wikipedia page has been edited numerous times with references to this, and it's constantly removed. So they're editing his Wikipedia page. They don't want this to get out.
Meanwhile, they've got disinfo on my Wikipedia page. I wish people could change that, but they're literally on it 24 hours a day watching my page, and they've got all this disinfo up there. I'm so sick of all their lies. You know what? But they're making trillions off bringing this country down, so they're not going to let us wake up, because if the people do wake up, then they're all going to go to prison. I mean, can there be any doubt that this shows that they're cornered rats? They are so afraid of citizens. You know, the government says reach out to the troops, send them packages, send them material. Why not send them ABC News headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize its own citizens, stage terror attacks? Why not send them Baltimore Sun? Why not send them San Jose Mercury News? Why not send them my film, Terror Storm? I mean, why not let them know the truth?
Yep, this has caused people who hate me and who call me a lunatic to side with us. I've seen countless blogs and countless statements on the YouTube videos of people that say that they think that I'm a loon, that they hate me, but this has crossed the line. And I don't know what Reagan thinks is going to come about this, but he should be off the air immediately. I'm going to demand that he is fired and that he resign when I'm on his show tomorrow morning. He is un-American. They are the ones that are on
watch
American
out. We don't want that word of that getting to him. But the point here is he probably thinks he's going to come on, glad hand you, pat you on the head. You're going to care that he's got a couple of radio listeners, a bunch of people on life support, most of them. I feel sorry for him, but they're just, you know, all on Prozac and all on flu shots. Their brains are the size of walnuts, and, you know, they think open borders is conservative. I mean, you're not going to be able to. And I was listening to Reagan Friday because all this. Or his sit-in host, and it was all about how we've got to get the Republican Party back. We got to do something. People are mad. They all went along with what's happened in the Republican Party. They are not conservatives. None of these shows will tell you that the oil prices are as high as they are because they devalued the dollar. Yep. Let me explain something. There's no way to get around this, neocon listeners. The government and the private Federal Reserve made the decision to devalue the dollar. They have destroyed our savings. They have destroyed our future already. 60%+ reduction any way you cut it. Do you read me? At current trends, the dollar will be worth 10% of what it was in 2 years. And you understand it's over? Depression? You understand they did it so that foreign corporations could come in and buy up our infrastructure cheaper? Can you say looting and it isn't about Republicans or Democrats or all your fake neocon flag worship? What that flag symbolizes is being destroyed, you idiots. I'm just so angry about this, Mark. I love this country so much. And this phony group of crooks has come in, posed as conservatives, fooled everybody, and now they're gang raping us with the Democrats.
Gas over here in California at a gas station I just passed is $4.79 for regular. At another competing gas station, it was $4.59. It's climbing nearly every day.
Yeah, it's $4.10 here in Texas, and we got the refineries all right here.
There's chickens that you could buy at the grocery store. Not too long ago, they were $4.99. They're already made. I'm sure every grocery store has them. They're under a heat lamp. You can buy them, take them home, and eat them immediately. They're now $6.99.
Yeah, I like those.
Prices are just skyrocketing here. And, you know, Alex is one of the only hosts that is going to tell people the truth despite the consequences. These people are not going to give up their ivory towers and their six and sometimes seven-figure salaries, their book deals, their access to these politicians. And
all they do is churn out bull. The Democrats churn something out that doesn't reflect reality one iota. The Republicans put out a false reality. It isn't real. They're all on the same team. Don't you understand? They're now death threatening us. Now, we had on an expert from the Smithsonian Institute about death squads Friday, and he said he believes, from covering death squads for 25 years, that this was a green light threat to all of us. He is a top White House strategist. He admittedly goes to the White House for talking points. This is a threat, Mark, and I hope they know we're not backing down. We're going to defend this country from these New World Order traitors who are destroying this nation.
And we've talked off air about this, and I think that one of the only reasons that you haven't been whacked or murdered is because they're afraid of the backlash, and maybe they haven't considered this, but there are some unstable listeners to the show. There's some unstable supporters of the truth movement, and if something happens to you or to another prominent individual, some of these individuals might take justice into their own hands and commit crimes and break the code of conduct that we've been
supporting. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. We don't want the cities to burn. We don't want people to get whacked. You know, just stop escalating, stop attacking us, stop threatening us, leave us alone. We have our First Amendment. We wouldn't be getting threatened if it wasn't endangering their apple cart.
No, this just goes to show that we're being extremely effective. They're turning the rhetoric up. This is an unprecedented level. A few months ago, we could have never imagined that such a thing were to happen.
Well, we got governors coming out, best actress coming out, all this. 877-590-5525. Mark, stay there. I want to come back and take calls. 877-590-5525. I'll tell you why they don't want Terror Storm getting to the troops. It has mainstream news where special forces dress up like Arabs and kill our other troops. Mainstream news. That's right. Our government.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Has ideas to lower the price of gas.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
KLBJ Austin, Texas, it's 5 o'clock.
Hi, when dealing with historic flooding or getting help from friends, neighbors, and Americans from across the country, United Way of Central Iowa President Shannon Cofield says a high school track team from Florida showed up to help following a levee breach in Des Moines yesterday.
A Florida State track team, in between their break, come to volunteer, and when we shared with them the volunteer needs have been met, they stood in a circle and prayed for our community.
Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is threatening to send troops across the border into Pakistan to fight militants using it as a staging ground. Karzai today warned Taliban leaders in Pakistan's government that Afghanistan will fight back against attacks from across the border. And the mother and her friend are under arrest in Los Angeles, charged with torturing a 5-year-old boy. Authorities say the boy appears to have been beaten, starved, and abused for an extended period of time. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
The U.S. government issued draft guidance for businesses on stockpiling of antiviral medications for pandemic flu preparedness. The guidance is posted at pandemicflu.gov for public comment and states that corporate stockpiles of antivirals will extend protection from government stockpiles and help minimize deaths and economic damage during a flu pandemic. Mike McGuire is the director of anti-infectives at Roche, the maker of the antiviral drug Tamiflu.
This guidance from the federal government provides helpful information for executives as they develop plans to maintain business continuity and protect their employees in the event of a flu pandemic. Businesses are really in a unique position to make antiviral medications more widely available to the American public and help the United States withstand the next flu pandemic.
The Director General of the World Health Organization recently said the threat of a pandemic flu has not receded. For more on how companies can prepare, visit pandemictoolkit.com. I'm John Dridden.
Tomatoes will be back in your favorite McDonald's sandwiches in the next week or so. A multi-state salmonella outbreak prompted the fast food giant and other restaurants to stop serving tomatoes last week. As bad as soaring gas prices are pinching you, think about the post office. Every time the price of gas goes up a penny, it costs the U.S. Postal Service $8 million. Transportation cost the Postal Service $6.5 billion last year. $500 million more than the year before. And former Virginia Governor Mark Warner won't be thinking about the possible vice presidential run. Warner pulled out of Barack Obama's VP candidate pool Saturday and officially accepted the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. Warner made the announcement at the state Democratic convention in Hampton, Virginia. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Both presumptive presidential nominees have taken time off from the campaign trail to remember and honor newsman Tim Russert. Barack Obama said the host of Meet the Press, who died Friday in Washington, D.C., will be missed.
There wasn't a better interviewer in television, not a more thoughtful analyst of our politics, and he was also one of the finest men I knew.
Republican John McCain spoke of Russert's legacy.
We know that Tim Russert leaves a legacy of integrity, of the highest level of journalism.
Russert died at the age of 58 of an apparent heart attack. He was one of the best-known political reporters on television. He was also senior vice president and Washington bureau chief of NBC News. And with a number of storms popping up along the East Coast Saturday evening, hundreds of travelers faced long flight delays. At Dulles International Airport, up to 2.5-hour delays were reported. At Reagan National, 90 minutes. Angel Nagin was among the stranded travelers.
We just want to hurry up and go home or go to New York, do something. We're not productive right now.
The situation was slightly better at BWI, where passengers faced delays of up to 45 minutes. Passengers flying out today should fare better with sunny skies in the forecast. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Live, went and covered the global elite, got chased down by Army Intel, threatened by Bureau of Diplomatic Security, had huge goons literally wearing clown masks following us around, they didn't want us videotaping their faces, trying to shut us up, pulling fire alarms on us, all sorts of fun. Before the show ends, I'll give you a brief rundown of what happened there. Talking to Mark Dice and taking your phone calls right now. Mark Dice is the author of the Resistance Manifesto. His book just sold out. It's been out for about 2 years. He's got a new edition coming out in the next few weeks. He is a media activist, gotten a lot of attention on a bunch of issues, but he's mainly a 9/11 truther. And he had the idea of sending books and videos and one of my films and materials to the troops. So they'd know that the PNAC said, the vice president wrote, that they wanted big terror attacks to have a pretext to invade. And that it's all a lie. I mean, we know they lied to us about everything. It's now mainstream news. They wanted to shoot down one of our planes and blame it on Saddam. White House memo, London Guardian, Associated Press. I mean, what, we're not allowed as Americans to do that? But it's simple. Global interest wanted to dissolve this country and use a tyrannical government to force transfer our assets to them. It is now happening right now. So let's go ahead and go back to Mark Dice here. Mark, anything else you want to add before we go back to calls?
You know, I want to just urge everybody to get involved with Operation Inform the Soldiers. That's where we're sending DVDs of Terror Storm, A Loose Change Final Cut, to the troops, writing them personal letters, personal emails. You can go to my site, markdice.com, and scroll down and find the info about Operation Inform the Soldiers. You're going to have to register with a couple of services or through some churches to get access to the soldiers, to get their names and their addresses. You can't do it through the Department of Defense. There are certain private organizations that are nonprofit that will set up all this information for you. So if you don't have the money to send them some packages, to send them some letters, you can sign up and email the troops back and forth. And we're trying to create a climate that's safe for the troops to address these issues. I personally know several U.S. Marines active duty that have been to Iraq who know that 9/11 is an inside job. People in their unit believe it. It's still not safe enough for them to start addressing these issues with their superiors and with others. So we need to create a safe climate for them to foster a discussion. And once the troops know this, it's going to filter all the way up back to
the criminal. Well, let me just tell you, the troops do know. It's come out in all the foreign papers and even a few of ours that British, Israeli, and U.S. special forces and contractors have been caught dressed up as Arabs with fake beards on, running around shooting and killing Iraqi security forces and our own troops. Now, people say, why would they do that? Well, first they wanted to say, oh, we can't leave in the first 4 years. There's too much of a conflict. That's a strategy of tension. That's the Pentagon documents. And then now they're paying off the warlords and then occasionally stirring things back up to say, oh, look, we fixed the security problem. We've got to stay there. So this was their strategy from the beginning. And look, most of the troops I talk to are great people. They know what's going on. But if tyranny is going to come to your door, it's going to come in a uniform. And these guys are all over InfoWars message board, all over the Prison Planet message board. They'll put their handle. They are Marines. They'll say, I'm going to kill you. And you'll go to their website, their own personal site, and it's them and their troops. These are brainwashed crazies. These are the type that throw puppies off cliffs and shoot little kids and laugh about it. And there's video of all that. And the neocons tried to deny that, but now it's admitted it's happening. And so, again, they want to come back and become police officers. We've got to stop that, folks. The globalists are doing this by design. They start these wars to create the psychos they need to bring them back domestically and rule over the population. Mark, let's take a call. Let's talk to Ray in Bastrop, Texas, has a question for you. Go ahead, Ray. Okay, Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Mark, have you thought about possibly pursuing a civil libel suit against Michael Reagan? It seems like when he names you personally, that you might have and you might get a lot of support from other listeners and the people who support you.
Let me tell you what he can do civilly. He can sue him to cease and desist the terroristic threats and get an injunction. There's no judge that, after hearing that and being presented all the threats Mark's getting, who would not say there's an injunction on Michael Reagan from saying kill Mark Dice or anybody else inside the U.S. So what he can get is a civil injunction. Mark?
Yeah, the case officer that's on the case that I'm working with the FBI knows that he's invited me on the show and allegedly will apologize. And over the course of the next few days, we're going to decide what we can do, what other legal actions that we can take. And, yeah, he may claim that he's apologizing, and I don't think that he believes that, he's in the wrong here. I think that he just understands that his show and his career is in jeopardy. And, listen, we've all said things off the top of our head that later on reflecting or even just a few seconds after saying them understand, okay, that's wrong, I shouldn't be saying that. But I don't think that that's the case with him. I think that he's fully believes.
No, he said, if you have a problem with it, come on, let's get it on.
Yeah, this wasn't just one instance that he made a slip
over and over again. Let me just add here that, again, calling for people's murder for their First Amendment, saying go out and kill them, I'll pay you to kill them, he solicited murder. He must be arrested.
Right. Well, let me add one other thing, because I think the question of whether or not what he said is protected speech, can only really be decided in court.
It's not. No, it's not.
Well, I understand that on the surface it doesn't appear to be a lawyer. The other thing I'd want to add is, another way to, seems like, get this guy, because he does have to spend money defending himself, but to go after the underwriters. It seems like there would be enough people, whether or not they were for your cause politically, who would be offended. That's generally what will happen with.
Yeah, your phone's bad. I'm going to let you go. It's cutting out every other word. Look, the bottom line here is this. We can't let them set a precedent to call for our murder and then be murdered. And then they sit up there saying, now kill this person. Now kill that person. Kill this person. Kill that person. Kill, kill, kill. Kill, kill, because America's about not having the right to talk to the troops. America's about having the right to sit down and shut up and have a taser crammed down your throat. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Kentucky. John, you're on the air with Mark Dice. Go ahead, John. Okay, we'll see you, John. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Paris in Seattle. Paris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hi. I'm a first-time caller from Seattle.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you. I just had a couple things I want to bring up, a little off-subject. The Ron Paul march on July 12th, I think, I haven't heard anybody else talking about this, but I think we need to make this a nationwide thing. You know, if you can't make it to D.C., you don't have the money, anything like that, that's fine, but start something, you know, to all your listeners, start something in your own city so we have something across the entire U.S. so they can't just say, oh, the crazy Ron Paul supporters are all in D.C. today.
Absolutely. We should not let that revolution die. It should continue to grow, and the government is worried about that. The criminals that have hijacked our government are. We got some Trilateral Commission documents from a few months ago where their first item was the fact that the young people are waking up to liberty all over the world. But that's why the establishment is moving to block us. The hottest thing out there in true grassroots culture is 9/11 truth, is anti-New World Order information. I mean, Mark Dice, our movement for liberty, our movement to identify who the real criminals are in the world, this organized crime syndicate, is exploding.
Yeah, this isn't just a couple websites. This isn't just one or two radio talk show hosts. We have, 2 years ago, we had over a third of the American people. We're getting out into the streets and just marching. We have Ron Paul, who's addressing the Federal Reserve and this illegal war on national television, on prime time, to the other candidates that were running for president. This is huge. This isn't just a few individuals. We're talking about millions of people here. And I just want to continue to commend everybody to just get the word out, and one by one, this grassroots organization spreading around the world, not even just in America. We have spread around the world.
And that's it. And we cannot take this for granted. Folks, we have governors. We have top actors and actresses. We have top scientists. We have former, you know, presidents of Italy and other major nations, German defense ministers. I mean, top people in the Japanese parliament, more and more, all these hundreds of, you know, top musicians, Willie Nelson. I mean, just on and on and on, coming out saying it's an inside job. And we've got the momentum, and they won't be able to stage more 9/11s or more Oklahoma cities if we expose them. Make no mistake, this is life and death. They're going to keep using terror to totally take all of our rights and make us their slaves and an engine of global tyranny if we do not expose them. Mark Dice, stay there. We're going to come back and take more calls for Mark Dice on the other side. He's being death threatened. I'm being death threatened. Publicly, all of us that stand for liberty, they're saying, shut up or we're going to kill you. You know what? Criminals, you know what, traitors? We're committed. We're never shutting up. We're never stopping. The people will learn who carried out 9/11.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to Mark Dice and some more phone calls. Come up with an idea to mail troops, documentary films like Terror Storm, Loose Change Final Cut, both films I produced. And a national talk show host gets up and says, murder him, kill him. I mean, these guys think they have that much power, they can just commit crimes, and maybe they can. Maybe they can. But I'll tell you this, all of you out there that believe these fake neocons or believe Barack Obama and all the liberal bull, you're suckers. You just get taken for a ride over and over again as this country gets worse and worse. It's the New World Order, folks. They own the presidents. They own the front people. And they're attacking our First Amendment to shut us up. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Joel in Los Angeles. Joel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Mark Dice. This is Joel from L.A. I called up the D.A. in Van Nuys, California.
Yeah, that's right. You need to go after him with the local police. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're both in Southern California. I meant to tell you that, but go ahead.
Right, yeah, and I talked to the D.A. there, not the actual D.A., I just talked to a clerk there, but he did say that they would be probably interested and going after this, and I talked to a detective in Van Nuys, and he also said that they, you know, if the DA goes along with it, they'll go after the guy.
Well, they have to. They have a responsibility, or they can't selectively enforce. If Mark Dice got on the air and said, murder this person, kill them, I'll pay you, he'd be in jail in hours. So this is a big test here. Are they allowed to do it? Is this Nazi Germany? This is how the intimidation in Nazi Germany started up.
Right. You know, and I did email that to you, Mark Dice, so you have that in your inbox. I have the detective's name and his number.
Great.
So he said just file a complaint, and that'll get the ball rolling.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I've been so busy. I mean, I work in a 50-hour work week every week at my day job. I got two books that I'm trying to finish. So much craziness.
Well, Mark,
going on.
You got to work on this, though. You got it.
Yep.
And I understand. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Thanks for that advice. I meant to give you that same advice. He's in Los Angeles, and anywhere the show airs makes it a jurisdiction. But the fact that you're in Southern California too, Mark, you got him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to get this little bugger to at least be arrested because it is so important. Let's go ahead and talk to Shell in California. More advice for you, Mark. Go ahead, Shell. What's your advice?
Actually, the advice is exactly what was just given, and
I'm not exactly sure where Michael Reagan's studio is, but I think it's in West Los Angeles, which is under the jurisdiction of the LAPD. Van Nuys is also policed by the LAPD. So if the crime was done in Los Angeles, they have jurisdiction, and they should prosecute. Mm-hmm. So take it directly to the LAPD.
Or he's allowed to get up on air and tell 4 million listeners, go murder this person. I will pay for it. Kill him now. Just open crime committed. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it should be pursued right here in Los Angeles. And I have personal experience here recently in credit card fraud. I found a good police officer that prosecuted the case, and there was an arrest made, and the individual is now facing the bar of justice. So there are a lot of cops that aren't going to be bothered by this, but then there are some good policemen there.
No, that's it. In fact, a lot of them are good. You've just got to get around the bad ones. In fact, I've talked to some people that have called the FBI, other officers, and they'll say, well, do you think it's 9/11 is an inside job? Maybe he shouldn't be talking like that. I mean, that is such a criminal action right there.
This is a serious, serious crime. It's definitely contracting capital murder, and Mark Dice has accumulated the evidence with all the death threats. That's an open and shut case.
All right. Yep. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that advice. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho, who's got a comment about all this for Mark Dice. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I'm just appalled at how somebody can actually do this and get away with it so far.
Yeah, for those that didn't hear it, it's up on Infowars.com where he said, murder him, kill him, kill him now. I will pay you to kill him, murder anyone else that tells our troops that 9/11 is an inside job. Murder them. Let's have fun. Let's put them on the shooting range and kill them.
I just feel that things have gotten so out of hand that, unfortunately, and this is all about peaceful revolution, mm-hmm. True?
Yeah, and they're the ones escalating it into something that might become potentially unpeaceful.
And unfortunately, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I've studied enough history to know in my heart that I see blood, and it's really a sad thing.
Yeah, bullies are going to keep shoving and pushing and shooting until they get their rear ends plowed, and I don't want this to happen.
But neither do I.
But this government is a lying pack of criminals. They've been caught lying millions of times. They're looting everything. They're destroying the country. It's all happening right now, folks.
It's such a shame, Alex. It's just absolutely unfathomable that it has gotten to this part.
No, absolutely. And to get it back, we have to punish those that have tortured children. We have to punish those that have murdered families in Iraq. We have to punish those that wrote torture memos for the White House. We have to punish those that called for the murder of First Amendment activists in this country. Or we will go absolutely into Nazi Germany. We will go into the Soviet Union. The government has gone rogue. It's owned by foreign corporations. They're criminal. They're trying to intimidate because they're scared. They know they carried out the attacks. They've got their minions who admittedly go to the White House and get talking points in between, you know, when the White House is hanging out with their gay prostitutes. And every time I mention that, nobody seems to know about it. You forgot about Jeff Gannon, the male madam, folks? I mean, these are some sick freaks. And they just lie. You know, we're out of time for calls for you, Mark. I'm going to come back with the attack on the First Amendment and other activists under attack, whether it's Christian pro-lifers or 9/11 truthers or environmental activists or Second Amendment groups. We're all under attack, First Amendment under attack. But, buddy, I appreciate your courage. I was going to take a few days off of my family because I've been out of town a lot the next few days, and I am. Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in. You're on the show tomorrow to talk about any new developments. And then, of course, Tuesday again, Mark, after you've been on the show with this guy, just go on. You know what to do. Hit him when the website's up front. Let him know that you're fully aware he's on the White House, talking point mm-hmm. wagon, and that they're not real conservatives. Take the moral high ground, and you know what to do, and just let him know that he can't guarantee your safety now. He has committed the crime. Now, he should tell his cult members, his fake conservative brainwashed gun control listeners, his open border loving listeners, his triple the size of the BATF listeners, his listeners that support the president who has all the gay prostitutes visiting in the middle of the night. He needs to go in there and he needs, you know, and to say, I'm wrong. But he won't do that. It'll be, I'm so mad. You know, I was speaking on an aircraft carrier a few days ago to the troops who love the war, and they just trying to demoralize them, and I just got so upset because I love the troops so much, Mark. Of course, I don't want anything to happen to you. He's going to try that on you, my friend.
Yeah, despite his apologies, he's opened a Pandora's box with very dangerous ramifications, and things will never change. Things will never be the same. He has endorsed the stalking, the essential vandalism, possible vandalism and murder and harm of myself and others. This is unacceptable. No apology will reverse those ramifications, and we're going to continue. I just want to thank everybody for their support, and let's continue to put the pressure on the media. Let's put the pressure on his syndicator, pressure on the FCC, and let's get justice for this criminal.
All the website addresses and phone numbers are at markdice.com or infowars.com. Great job, my friend. We salute you. We'll talk to you tomorrow as this develops.
You got it. Mark Dice over and out.
This is a lot bigger than just Alex Jones or Mark Dice. It's about them being able to intimidate us and set up murder against us. We're not putting up with it, terrorist. We'll be right back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
There is a global movement to set up a one-world government that has removed due process. That way you don't have your protections guaranteed under your constitutions. They denied the European Union existed for its first 45 years. Then, in around the year 2000, they admitted that it existed, and now everybody knows there's a European Union. Some Americans on the streets say it's a conspiracy, say that doesn't exist. It's very childlike, just incredible brainwashing that we have in the public where, oh, there's a threat to your liberty. That doesn't exist. Everything's fine. I'm going to go back to, you know, just watching TV. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they don't allow other European Union countries to vote. They're just forced into it. The people can't vote. Three times they've had votes out of 20-plus countries that have entered, and all three nations have said no, but still France and the Netherlands and Ireland, to a certain extent, are still under EU control because they pay off the governments. Kind of like 99% of Texans don't want Sintra from Spain putting toll roads on existing roads, and they just do it. And then CNN comes on and says it doesn't exist. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. I've played the clip here. They say it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if the billboards are up and it's happening. They talk to us like children. Now, I want to shift gears on the First Amendment. I've got a big stack of news here today where environmental groups in major cities are being banned from 10 people standing on the street corner protesting outside a chemical plant that's had leaks. They just say, no, we're not. And first they say, kind of like they did in New York, they say, well, you've got to have a permit to own a gun. And then they stop issuing the permits. See, a permit is a right to do something that would be illegal. That's what a permit or license is. And then now they say the same thing. Oh, you got to have a permit to have a rally or to march. And then, oh, well, we don't offer those permits anymore. And then, see, a lot of it sounds reasonable. If you want to block the road for a parade, you need a permit. That's just to shut down a street. But then people get used to getting a permit, and now, oh, you want to stand on the street corner and tell them the end is near and Jesus is coming. Or you want to stand on the street corner and, you know, tell people that the dam's not safe. Or you want to tell people that you think taxes are too high. Whatever it is. Or that you love the Iraq War. Or that you hate the Iraq War. Or that you think Bush is a wonderful person. Or you think Obama's a wonderful person. It doesn't matter. That's protected speech. And the Austin police have lost hundreds of suits. They just lost another one 2 months ago for hundreds of thousands of dollars for arresting people on the street corner. You know, if you've got a sandwich board out advertising a tax preparing service or advertising a restaurant, they leave you alone. But the minute you go out there and complain about the government, boy, they pull up right here in Austin. They say, turn your camera off. You're not allowed to be here. Got to have a permit. And I just say, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to sue you personally. You may even beat me in court, but you're going to go along for the ride. And they're like, why are you being so mean to me? And I'm like, why are you trying to violate my First Amendment and threatening to arrest me? I'm a human being too, Bubba. And I got them on video. Just type Alex Protest Perry into Google and you can, or YouTube, you can go watch it. And they walk over and say, we're going to arrest you. And I go, go ahead and arrest away, pallywow. But the point is, that is happening in Vancouver, Canada. Same thing all over the West. It's the same global plan. They're protesting inside. They get thrown out for asking questions of Colin Powell. Then when they get outside, their camera guy, who never even came in, gets arrested. That made the news, and the police just say, well, you're trespassing on city sidewalk. I mean, now this is getting crazy. We've had New York police walk up, it's on video in Truth Rising, and say, we're going to say you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to put you in jail for terrorism. Stop protesting. I mean, that's how corrupt it's gotten. Where on video they frame you, because they're not worried. They've been ordered to frame you. You see, I mean, folks, and thank God all the police and military aren't corrupt, or we'd already be in total martial law. That's why they've got to brainwash you that torture is good and killing us is good, so that the average cop and military think all that's okay. Now, I don't have a lot of time with our guests because I want to take more calls, get into some of the other news here. And I want to have him back on during the week with Burmese to talk about. Jason Burmese is sitting in for part of the week while I spend some time with the family. Going now to both groups, we'll talk to Rob Weiland, he's from Colorado. They were in Denver on city streets, and the cops say other panhandlers, it's all on video on Infowars.com right now. They say you're allowed to have panhandling. You know, other people can be out here protesting. Other people can be out here selling stuff without a permit. You can't hand out those terror storms, that Alex Jones film. You can't do that, and they put them in handcuffs and give them tickets. We'll talk to Rob and Travis. We'll just go with Travis because his dad actually works for the government. We don't get him in too much trouble. But he was at the event and got thrown out, and then their camera guy outside got arrested. So let's go to Rob from Colorado and Travis from Vancouver. Let's go to Rob first. Rob, in a nutshell, what happened to you?
So we were doing our regular 11th of the month action where we get out on the streets. We hand out free DVDs to all the people. We've been doing it for about 8 months down on the 16th Street Mall. And I think some of the cops, you know, I mean, they don't really enjoy it, but they've been tolerating it. And
well, let's be clear. This is First Amendment. They should love it. That's why they have some freedom. And by mall, it's outside area, city, public property.
Yes, it is not a private mall. They told us it was a private mall. I've already...
But you're outside when it happens. To be clear, it shops, but it's in the middle of the city.
Correct. Yeah, they call it a mall, but it is the city and county of Denver, and the police clearly told us that it wasn't.
You need to sue them. Okay, tell us what happened.
I'm handing out a DVD to someone. We're being polite. We're staying out of the way of the thoroughfare, and a cop rolls up on me, and he says, he walks up to me, and he says, "Hey, you need to stop that. You're peddling." And I said, and I looked at him, and I was like, "Well, I thought peddling was selling stuff." And he said... And I didn't immediately stop, and it angered him. And he said, "You need to stop that. You're peddling." And I said, "Isn't peddling selling stuff?" And I didn't jump to when he said. And
yeah, slave.
He said, "That's it." He's like, "Drop your stuff." And then he put me in cuffs right there.
You're lucky he didn't taser you until you died.
Yeah.
That's the new punishment. Death is the new punishment for freedom. And land of the slaves, home of the coward, redcoat run and owned. Okay, so how did all this end? Just with the ticketing?
Yeah,
I've seen
the
video, but tell folks.
Yeah, so he wrote me out a ticket for peddling, and then by the time I got it, it also had obstructing the sidewalk on there. Okay, and then...
More false charges, more destruction of America. Okay.
Yeah, and then he talked with this Pavilion Mall security, and she had come by earlier and told us, "Hey, we need to move our stuff away from the mall, from the building itself, about a foot and a half out, because that's where the public property starts." So we were like, "Okay," and we did that. And she looked around and she left. She came back and talked to the cops. She talked to these two cops in private. And the next thing I know, the cop says, "Hey, give me that ticket back." And I was like, "Well, why?" And
this is America. This is what our veterans fought and died for. So you can be harassed and punished for your First Amendment. So Michael Reagan can say you should be murdered. I mean, this is land of the free, home of the brave. It's either free or it isn't. You listen to me, you little fake liberals and fake conservatives out there. You think you're part of the system? You think you're part of the elite? They're raping you right now with your savings. It isn't just the gas. You're getting your new world order. Okay, so how did this end? Them making fun of you, basically, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, this lady came up and she talked to the cops, and he's like, "Yeah, you're going to get another charge of trespassing," and because she told you to leave, and she didn't tell me to leave. So I think she had conferred with the cops, and maybe they were worried that they didn't have enough to actually put me in cuffs.
So they charged you with trespassing?
They charged me with trespassing, and she lied. And I told her, I said, "That's a lie, and you're bearing false witness against me right now." And she just kind of looked down.
You need to sue that scumbag.
Yeah. Pretty
God, they'd love to run death camps, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt. They're just waiting. You've heard them. They'd love to. In fact, they've trained 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks. They don't tell you they're on the payroll. To hand in your guns, to let them take your kids, to go to the camps. These are criminals taking over. They've told their minions to push us around, to dominate us. Hell itself is coming in. I want to quickly now, stay there, Rob. I want to go to Travis up in Vancouver, Canada. You guys were inside just asking questions of Powell. Then your camera guy outside, he got arrested for being on a city street, too. Start telling that story.
That's right, Alex. Thanks for having us on. Absolute pleasure. Colin Powell was invited to Vancouver to speak on leadership, which is pretty sick joke in itself right there. Anyway, the organizers of the event billed the event as No Questions Off Limits. So we wanted to go in and talk to Alex. We are Change Ohio. It confronted Alex on the use of depleted uranium.
Stay there. Yeah, and you brought up DU, which is killing the troops, and they don't like that. And the people that death threat us for trying to get the troops treatment for the dust, they death threat us too. They love lies. They love being hurt by the New World Order. They love being slaves. We'll be right back.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here's about a minute and a half of some of the sights and sounds from what happened in Vancouver. And then again, the camera guy outside gets arrested and charged with trespassing for being on the sidewalk. This tyranny is all over the world. Now, one of the top members of the Tory party in England just resigned, saying he found out the government really is planning on setting up a dictatorship. Same thing here. And it's because they're going to take everything you've got. You understand? You understand the New World Order. All of you poor fools that serve the corrupt system, you're going to find out that you weren't part of the elite. Here it is.
I'm independent. I'm not with these guys.
You've been asked to leave.
Uncle Fox, that almost died for in World War II.
I'm an independent. I'm just recording this. I'm just documenting.
He's outside being arrested for having a camera.
There was strictly no cameras allowed inside. They were checking all the bags.
But one fella did get one inside. They arrested the guy who was outside.
I had my trusty little digicam that I had in my pocket, and I didn't find that.
If we take too much counsel of our fears, if we act like we're afraid.
This is Powell, the liar that brought us to war.
And make sure that everybody knows that we remember we are a nation of nations. We touch every nation. Every nation touches us. And we will not be terrified.
And his son deregulated the telecom industry so they can kill the web. And they are, too.
They sold tickets on the premise of no questions off limits. These were the types of questions that were fed to the audience by the moderator.
The Stanley Cup playoffs just ended, but we want to know Lakers or Celtics.
I got a question, actually, Mr. Powell.
We have written submissions, and we've got to stick to that format. Thank you very much, sir.
You didn't sell tickets.
Written questions only. Thank you. Written questions only. 50 years from now, General. I'm just General Colin Powell. I want to be remembered.
I'd like to know why the hell you're using this deep uranium in Iraq, and you're destroying terrorism.
All right, we're out of time. We got to cut it now. It gets even worse when they start arresting people. But understand, they arrested somebody outside. Now, we got to wrap this up soon, guys. The bottom line here is there's attacks on the First Amendment everywhere. In Denver, clearly out of control. And then outside, getting mad that you guys have been inside confronting him with a small camera. They arrest your guy you had outside documenting it. I want to finish up with Travis up there in Vancouver with We Are Change. Travis, tell us what else happened.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. It was just ridiculous. We got inside. The organizers of the event said no questions were off limits. They started asking us off. Well, the moderator fed us a question about General Powell, do you like iPhones or Blackberries, which was disgusting. And then he went into General Powell, Lakers or Celtics, and that's when I stood up in front of 1,500 of his fan club and tried to ask him a real question. Just ridiculous. We got ejected as soon as we got up and started, asking real questions. We had a 50-year-old lady that was with our group that got forcibly bounced out of the room.
Yeah, we have audio of that too, but we're just out of time. They can watch all the video at wearechange.org or give your two groups websites. But finishing up, what happened to the camera guy outside?
The camera guy outside, the protesters outside Alex were originally told that they were on public property. They had all the right to be there by someone that worked at the convention center. Now, what happened is that the guests were about to file out of the event, and that's when the police totally changed their tactics and for some reason targeted our one cameraman, went after him. He wasn't protesting. He was strictly independent, just documenting the protesters. Why the police went after him is anybody's guess.
Yep, land of the slaves. Okay, give out the website for We Are Change Calgary or We Are Change Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah. It's wearechangevancouver.org. The video is up there with a whole synopsis of what went down. We'd love you guys to check it out. Help us out. We need all the help we can get. And Alex, we are fighting this with you, my brother. We are totally in solidarity with what you're doing. They can't stop us all.
No, they're not going to stop us. The death threats, none of it. They're the tyrants. They're the thugs. They're showing the world that. We've shown their war to be a lie. We've shown them to be a fraud. We've showed both parties to be a fraud. The polls are as low as 12% for congressional approval rating. Both parties are hated. They're not fooling us with the left-right switching horses anymore. It's over for you, crooks. We know about your New World Order. Thank you so much. We are Change Vancouver. And later in the week, I want you to come on the show, and I want to have the actual camera guy on who was arrested outside. Let's go back to now Rob there with We Are Change Colorado. That video is up there, too. They're out in the middle on the side of the sidewalk in Denver, not allowed to hand videos out there. This is not a free country, and they let you know that. Are you guys planning to litigate against these thugs, or don't plea bargain? Demand it all go to court, bring a jury in there, and then file judicial complaints on the police.
Yeah, that's right. We're absolutely going to do that. I've talked to them. I've already talked to the ACLU. The ACLU is going to assist us and take some action. They may or may not represent us in full, but they're going to write some letters, and they're totally not going to get away with it. And just so everyone
knows, they hate our freedom.
Yeah.
So you know, they attacked us. The New World Order hit us hard on 9/11. They told us the truth. They said the terrorists hit you because they hate your freedom. And you read the Brzezinski and the PNAC documents and the White House documents, and they say we need terror to take their rights and be able to loot everything. And they've done it. They're absolute terrorists.
Absolutely. And I just want to second what Travis said about how I'm right behind you. It was your film that woke me up. It was you that inspired me. And it feels good to be fully committed, like you always say, and we're not going to stop.
Absolutely. Give out the website for Colorado We Are Change to more folks. The answer is, instead of having 20 of you out handing out DVDs, let's have 200 go out to the same spot and let these terrorists know. They are terrorists against America. What is this, the Soviet Union, where you can't talk about politics on the streets? Let these haters of America, these scum that pose as police, these haters of everything that our veterans have fought and died for, let these terrorists know they're not going to destroy your First Amendment.
That's right. If they take free speech, they take everything. Our website is wearechangecolorado.org, and I'd just like to mention that I posted another video that we have. It's just a little video, but you can see you can actually count the 9 cops that are there. There's actually more than 9, but in this video you can see there's 9 cops, like, harassing my people all around me, and you can also see Senator Buddy Moore. We have an independent guy who's running for Senate. He's a 9/11.
Good. Listen, we're out of time. We got to jump. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you more as it develops. Look, folks, I know you grew up in slavery. You grew up in this fake corporate state where they tell you tyranny's freedom. But let me explain something. This would have never been put up with 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Cops knew you left people alone, their First Amendment. Didn't matter if it was some nutty preacher with a beard running around going, the end is near, or whatever. It didn't matter. They had their rights. And all over, everywhere I go, they come up and tell me, you don't have a right to protest. I thought that the Fairfax police at Bilderberg, where I went and covered the global elite meeting, kings, queens, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, all meeting, setting policy, where they're covering it, and the cops finally on the last day said, okay, you're not allowed to protest. And I just said, go ahead and arrest us, and they had to back off. But they got to try to violate those rights. I mean, it is terrorism to come up and arrest people and give them hardcore criminal charges of trespassing because they're on a city street. That is terrorism. That is terrorizing you. And it's terrorism when fake conservatives who are here to neutralize conservatives, haven't you figured that out yet? It doesn't matter. You know what? You go ahead and you serve the system, people listening. You go ahead and you good old boy and you laugh and giggle about it all. They're going to take your dollar. They're going to take your whole future. Been telling you this for 10 years because I read their own documents. In 2002, I really got upset when the IMF World Bank documents got released. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, went public about their plan to devalue the dollar so they can buy up the whole country and destroy our future. Most of you get government contracts, you suck off the government, you think it's cute, and maybe you're going to end up being okay, but the whole future, the whole nation's gone, and just good job trashing the country, good job destroying everything. But here's the other little tidbit. The people are waking up. They voted down the European Union expansion. Now the European Union is just expanding regardless, showing their tyrants. So the Irish voters reject the EU treaty. That's happening. We've got a lot of exciting things happening there. I've heard a lot of neocons on the air saying it's good that ISPs aren't going to let people have unlimited internet surfing. That isn't what they're talking about. They're doing that too. Internet 2 is a consortium. They said in 2001 they're going to shut the web off and force you onto Internet 2, where there's no free speech, where you don't have your own website, where you have piggyback subdomains on one of 100 websites. where they restrict your First Amendment. Europe's already restricting free speech. It's happening. They want to put in Chinese-style filters. They want to try to shut us down so they can have their way with you and totally rape you. You understand they've built death camps for your family. You understand they've hired your local preachers to train you to hand your children over to them. You understand they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. You understand they're carrying out eugenics against you. Whether you're a cop or a policeman or an FBI agent, you're under attack too. You're with the American people, whether you know it or not. Why are you aiding the New World Order? Why are you on these petty power trips? Why don't you understand what's happening? InfoWars.com is the tip of the spear in the resistance to tyranny. God bless you all. Have a powerful week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to GCN.